Auckland's Radio.
Well, at this point in the show, we're going to have a little chat to a guy called Rafael Kukla. Now, Rafael is an Apple certified technician. Would that be right, Rafael?
That is correct. Hello, Alex.
Did I get that right, did I?
Yes, it is, yes.
Well, that's a good start for me anyway. And the reason I'm talking to Rafael is that recently he came along to buy a house and kind of fixed my computer, which has been much better since you left. You must be pleased to hear that.
Oh, it's really good, yes. I'm really pleased.
Yes, I mean, I don't think you'd be here if I hadn't been. And I thought it might be interesting because we had a good conversation when you were with me about the ins and outs of computers. So I thought it'd be worthwhile just having you along because everybody nowadays has got a computer. That's just about right, isn't
it? That's right. I mean, you've got about five here, which is quite interesting. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You've got five in the place right now. How did you get into this, Rafael?
Really, at the very early stage, maybe when I was 8 years old, I was really interested. But it's just evolved from nowhere.
So did you have a computer when you were little?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get them, you know, into pieces and take the drive out. And, that was the early stages, yeah.
Did you ever get spanked for taking the drive out?
Oh, yeah, my dad, he hated it, but... That was the part of the learning process, I guess.
And you were able to put it back or not?
Yeah. Oh, exactly, yeah. That was the achievement. If you manage to take it out and put it back again, everything works.
I'm seriously, seriously impressed. Now you work as an independent sole trader, effectively.
I've got a limited company, but I'm still working for myself on a consultancy basis in Weybridge and across Surrey. Yeah.
Now, I know that you work exclusively with Macs, but obviously you know more about computing, not just Macs, and we'll get there. But first of all, I mean, I called you out because I had stuff going on my computer. What's the thing you most commonly get called out to deal with?
It can be really, it could be a third party. So let's say in your case, you've got faulty backup drive, which was preventing you from booting your computer. It could be just a hard drive. I mean, it really depends. Too much stuff on a computer, the hardware just struggling to process everything. But yeah, in general, it's usually hardware.
A hardware issue.
Yes. So let's say if you've got a computer just suddenly slow down on Mac, you've got the little spinning wheel. It usually relates to the hard drive.
Which drives me most likely. But it happens less since you've been.
That's good news.
I'm pleased to say. Tell me about some of the stories of some of the fixes that you've done recently, even one of them.
Well, in terms of story, I like stories where I can help other people. So the story. Probably about 2 months ago, there was a client with 27-inch iMac with faulty video card, so your computer will not start at all. Because I know Apple system very well, and I know the extended warranty plans with Apple, I managed to get repair completely free of charge, which saved clients probably about £500-600.
That's significant.
And I only charge for my time, which is really a fraction. So the computer was up and running in I think it was about 5 days. Not hassle-free, picked up from their house. I delivered to Apple Store in Bentall Centre, talked to Genius Bar, tell them exactly what the problem is, and the computer was fixed 5 days later.
Very, very impressive. What is it that caused computers to slow down, Rafael?
I think it's related to hardware, as I said. It's a mechanical component, so it usually spins very, very quickly, and you just basically... vulnerable, and you're just waiting when the hardware can just literally die.
Yeah. So are you saying there's nothing that I could put onto my, or load onto my computer that would cause me to slow down?
I mean, you can get infected by malware or adware. Yes, it can slow the computer down, but you will experience slightly different behavior.
What kind of behavior?
You might have a lot of pop-ups. It could lock your screen saying, please call this number. It could be a fake browser website saying, please contact us. We will help you speed up your Mac and so on. Mm. So you will have a slightly different behavior.
Yeah. Tell me... the tactics that criminals and spammers are using nowadays are getting quite scary. I mean, let me just tell you about one that's just happened to me. I received last week a notification of a DHL parcel delivery that I was expecting, and it said, click on the attachment to see when the driver's going to turn up, or something like that. I nearly did. I nearly did, but I realised there was a spelling mistake inside the thing. And so I didn't. And then, of course, I realised it wasn't from DHL at all. It was just freaky that they were having a go at me. Are there any golden rules for people when you... I mean, I'm hit with these things. I'm in the process of changing my email address for that very reason.
Okay.
Because I need to get away from these spammers that have clearly found my email address from somewhere. What's the golden rules?
I think if you... A little bit of education, if you're sort of aware what's going on, the most common it's called phishing, when they trying to send you a fake email, like DHL, click on this link. And then you'll probably see a fake DHL web page.
Yeah.
You might have login details already, because if you've sent a password with DHL, so they want you to type in those details, because that details will automatically be captured.
Yeah.
So they want to steal, basically, sensitive details, usernames, names, credit cards. It's a bit of chain. It can actually happen to any company, anyone.
Well, I did lose a PC. From clicking on a zip code. And a zip file is a clue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
If you get a zip file attachment, chances
are... But they usually have got random names. It's usually xyz123578.zip. That usually sounds, rings the bell, or something wrong. I think very recently it was the phishing called in Google Drives.
Yeah.
So if you've got Gmail... and you're using Google Drive, you might get email from your colleague saying, please open that attachment because I've got information.
Yeah.
And you click on that link, it takes you to a Google page, which is a fake page. If you don't pay attention to URL, you will then notice it's not Google, it's actually something else. But then you type in your username and password, and then and your information is basically lost. You just lost it
at
this stage.
It's gone,
yes. And they will block your account, send 2,000 or 3,000 emails from your account to steal other people details, and it's basically change that goes on.
To the best of my knowledge, I receive lots of these hello Alex, and there's just a URL underneath and nothing else, and I just ignore them.
They usually
them
go
all.
To spam, I guess. They should go to spam. Most mail clients and servers, they clever enough now to detect whether it's a genuine email or is spam, but you still have to filter them and just be aware.
I have to say, Rafael, that my golden rule now is I delete it if I don't know what it is, and I don't care whether it's a real email or not. If I don't know what it is, I delete it, and if it's important, they'll come back again.
That's a good one.
That's kind of my approach. You're obviously an expert in Macs. Tell me, what are the pros and cons of Macs versus PCs? Being as unbiased as you possibly can.
Let me put it that way. A very good friend of mine running a pretty successful internet business, and his whole business is run from one MacBook Pro, which is about 8 years old, and is responsible for the whole process. So can you imagine old Mac handling everything? And I think it's just quite amazing, and it proves how Macs are reliable. So that's the very, very good news.
So there's something about reliability.
Yeah. That's why you pay a little bit premium.
Why are most of the world on PCs?
It's still, I think, 93% global market, yes.
Yeah. What's the reason?
Price.
How have they pulled it? Is it price?
You can buy a PC for £300.
Uh-huh.
If you want to buy an iMac, let's say entry level, you have to spend over £1,000. But then your Mac will last you probably... 7, 8, 9 years even. But Windows will probably last you maybe 12, 18. And then you're gonna think about getting a new one. I mean, in terms of Macs, what I like about it, I think it's a bit Steve Jobs quote. He said the design is not really not always how it looks like, it's also how it works. So Macs are pretty straightforward, and I think you are the Mac user.
I am
why
indeed.
Why don't you use PC? Would you change to a PC?
I think you've just thrown a question back at me, which was a shrewd move. I mean, the reason I have it is very much the reason that Steve Jobs and Apple used to use in the early days, which is both the software and the hardware are created by the same company.
It's true, yes.
And so actually you're not, Windows of course is Bill Gates, and PCs are anybody.
Yes, that's right. It is a combination of other big companies.
Yeah. But I occasionally come across programs that only work on Windows.
True.
So there's a gaming
industry is mainly Windows. Yes. Because to be honest, for let's say £1,000, you can build a really powerful PC for gaming. You know, the best graphics card, processor, and a lot of RAM and storage. So it is definitely gaming industry is huge. Accounting packages like Sage in offices. So I think price factor as well is
a big one.
Is a big one.
Okay, thank you. Tell me, just one final thing. You work on your own. How do you interact with other businesses? How do you stay in touch with the rest of the world when you're a sole trader, which sounds kind of lonely?
It is tricky. I mean, obviously, if you're running a business, you need to have an online presence. So you need a website, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Google. Yeah. You just need to be visible online. I mean, how did you hear about me? You Google probably.
That's true. That's true.
But also, you can join other networking groups. And I'm part of the networking group called BNI. Mm-hmm. My chapter is based in Surbiton. And you basically meet every Wednesday for breakfast and you share business between ourselves and we're just helping each other out.
I should be getting them in for an interview as well.
That's
okay. Rafal, it's been fascinating. I mean, I think without any doubt, anybody that ignores computers now has got a problem. I think it's a market that just about anybody who lives. And to me, computers and internet are like electricity, water, and air now. And I think people need to learn that internet security, or lack of it, is a big future problem, isn't it?
It is. I mean, when you're getting a new Mac or new PC, people really forget about additional security. I mean, the main thing is backup. You should always think about having at least one backup in your house, your office, because if you get infected and let's say you have to wipe your data just to erase everything and start fresh, at least you've got that backup. And it's not a huge investment. It usually
do most people
50,
have backup
pounds.
Drives that you meet? Do most people have a backup drive?
It's 50-50. I mean, probably yesterday I've had a customer lady with Mac where and a hard drive died. Do you have any backups? No.
And then we
had to went through the recovery process, which cost hundreds of pounds.
Okay. And it's not hundreds of pounds. Well, it's
about 50, 60 pounds. You can just plug and play and leave it connected, and it will just do backup automatically. Okay. And Mac is very well at handling that.
Rafal, I want to thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me. Brilliant. Thank
stuff,
you.
And good luck with your business.
Thank you very much.
Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.